To start stuffed stockings, first we need to get some newspaper, or if you don't have newspaper available, you can use grocery store flyers or large sheets of tissue paper. We're going to take these papers one at a time and crumple them into balls and put the balls into bowls or some other kind of container like boxes or bags. That next, each participant is going to get a knee-high stocking, and these really need to be new. The third step is to explore the materials. They've already presumably spent some time exploring the newspaper or the other kinds of paper as they have been crumpling it into balls. Now we're going to explore the stockings, stretching them and putting them on their hands and on their arms and feeling them, looking through them. Kids find a lot of interesting stuff to do when they're exploring these stockings. So now we're going to get into actually building our stockings, and this is done working in pairs. So one person holds the stocking open, and the other person, in step four, stuffs the balls of paper into the stocking until you want to fill it up, until it's pretty full. And step five, you tie off the end. Sometimes kids can do this, sometimes they can't. The grown-ups will help. And then the important thing is that everyone needs to have a stuffed stocking, so we're going to switch roles, and whoever was holding is going to be the stuffer, and whoever was stuffing is going to be the holder, and we make one more stuffed stocking so that each participant has one.